Now, for a slightly different take on the presidential race, we check back in with Frances Collier and Angela V. Shelton, otherwise known as the comedy duo Frangela. Welcome back, ladies.
Hi. Thank you.
Well, Angela, let's start with you. Yes. You are one of those diehard Hillary supporters.
I am a Hillary supporter.
That Barack Obama needs and wants.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe you all should have been nicer the last few months.
Oh.
I expect some flowers, some candy, a little light courtship.
What do you expect a courtship?
No, I don't at all. I really think that this is about making sure that John McCain is not our president. And I am in full, as I have always said, will be in full support of whoever the Democratic nominee is. And since that appears to be Barack Obama, that is my candidate.
But how do you feel about how it all went down, culminating in the Saturday speech?
I think that for me, an election is an election. It's a process, and I didn't see it. I know a lot of people had problems with it, including Frances.
Yes, I did.
What were your problems?
Let me tell you something. My neck was rolling. My hand was on my hip. I was hopping mad when she did not concede on Tuesday. I was burning up, burning, girl.
She was very emotional.
I was burning. I was like, because I was the person the whole time kept on saying, we need to see a Clinton-Obama ticket or an Obama-Clinton ticket. I need the dream ticket. I need the dream ticket. Oh, by Friday, I was like, I don't need her on the ticket.
But when did you change back?
During the speech.
Saturday.
I told her, too. She was complaining all the way up to the start of the speech. She's like, I don't care. I'm mad. We can't get these 3 days back. I was like, these 3 days, Frances?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wednesday through Friday, those were the critical days.
Yes, I felt
in this whole presidential campaign, it was those 3 days that we'll never get back.
We'll never get them back.
I mean, you should have heard her. And I was like, why don't you give the girl a chance? Let her give her speech. She's like, I don't care what she said. I was like, let her give the speech. I guarantee you my girl's going to come through. She's talked to the party leadership. She's talked to Obama. In this time, they've written that speech properly. Trust me. And about halfway through, she went, I want my dream ticket. She was back to wanting her dream ticket.
You want it? And Angela?
I actually don't want it. I kind of think it's a mistake.
Why?
Well, this is going to sound really pessimistic, but and perhaps even like a beaten down slave. But I wonder if that's too much to ask. You know, I feel like to have had a woman be that close in the primary situation, you know, is already historic. To have an African-American man be potentially our nominee and to hopefully win, I feel like it might be a lot to ask to have them both win.
You're tempting fate is...
Yeah, I feel like
We can dream it. It can happen.
I feel like Massa let us
we
have an extra slice of cornbread, and now we're asking for more grits.
But he's in a good mood tonight, girl.
But sometimes when you ask too much of Massa, he changes on you.
All right. You two have a radio call-in show, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So what are you hearing from your listeners?
On Saturday was the day of feeling, okay? Right. We told everybody, you know what? Get it out. Feel your feelings. Be mm-hmm. mad. Be happy.
Gloat.
Yes.
Complain. Whatever you want to do.
And what did you hear?
People complaining.
Gloating.
Gloating.
A lot of anger.
Happiness.
You know, a lot of mixed emotions. But we said, but come Sunday morning, you will get in line.
That's right. Sunday was the day of healing. Saturday was feeling. Sunday is healing.
And it's time to get behind Barack Obama. Because when I hear people say they're not going to vote or they're going to vote for McCain because Hillary didn't get the nomination, I get really concerned.
Well, it makes me feel as though you didn't support Hillary. You were supporting something else.
Yes.
Because if you were for her ideals and platform and the things that Hillary Clinton was about, you couldn't be supporting John McCain.
Or refusing to vote.
What does Barack Obama need to do, if anything? What does he need to do to win them over?
I think, for one thing, I think that Hillary, she needs to go out there and campaign with him as actively as possible. And really, as I think she did in that speech, demand it of her supporters. You know, because she was basically like your mama, be like, oh, you will help this man get elected.
Yes,
if I have
will.
To do it, you have to do it. But I think for Barack, the things I think he can do are really speak to the country as he has been, but make it clear this isn't about him being a man, him being African-American, him being Hillary Clinton being a woman or
right.
being white.
Exactly.
This is about a war. This is about an economy that's tanking.
Yep.
This is about our environment. This is about schools where kids are being killed and not learning.
Yes.
This is, you know, this is about a whole bunch of issues that should not, that where those other issues should never come into play.
Yes, put your country before your candidate. Put your country before your party. Put your country before your feelings, about who you want it to win.
Yeah, this isn't the homecoming court. It's
no.
like kind of important.
Frances Collier, Angela V. Shelton, Frangela, the comedy duo. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.